This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Viv Albertine.
Hello, Viv Albertine here, sitting in for Guy Garvey on 6 Music again. Really looking forward to the next couple of hours. Seems like war's everywhere, doesn't it, at the moment? Or am I listening to the news too much? War and football. War, football and traffic news, actually.
Traffic jam, straight up ahead. You're just like
War, traffic, football. Surely there's got to be something else in our lives. Oh, I'll try and liven it up a bit with music. So that was Jimi Hendrix, and he approached Ari, the singer of the Slits' mother, Nora, in the 100 Club once and tried to chat her up because she's very much his type, sort of tall, athletic, Germanic blonde. But she wasn't interested, so we didn't hear any Jimi Hendrix stories. I think he might have offered her something to pep up her evening, but she said no. But luckily, anyway, just say no.
Makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A silk on princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Said, Daddy, I don't wanna go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool, and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the gang. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge.
I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Grandmaster Flash and The Message. I used to teach aerobics at the Fridge nightclub in Brixton, and I used to always use that track. So quite a kind of strange mix there. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five opened for The Clash back in the day, I remember, in New York, but the audience didn't like it. They didn't like the mixture of the genres. So luckily we've come a long way since then, and open our minds to different genres being on the same bill at festivals, etc., which is a very good thing. The next track, I Ain't Into That, by the Rapping Reverend, I found in a bargain bin recently. And I remember I used to like that chorus because it was just such a sort of innocent conversational little sentence. But I'm not sure, because my record player is not working, how much of it I'm going to bear this time round. Let's see how far we get.
On a silver tray, they get on my nerves, wasting my time, offering me dope, sex and crime. But I hang tough and stand up tall. I look them in the eye and I tell them all, get out my face, you low down cat. I'm a different breed, I ain't into that. Smoking weed, no dirty deed, no drug abuse, no jive excuse.
I ain't into that.
No staying out late, no drowning in hate, no turning tricks just for kicks. No butcher knife, no taking life, no skipping school, no acting the fool. Shacking up, no getting down, no hanging out, no standing around. I ain't into that. No driving drunk, no classes flunked, no throwing stones, no breaking bones, no dipping snuff and all that stuff, no carrying a gun just for fun. I just ain't into that.
So So that's the Rapping Reverend, Dr. C. Dexter Wise III, who started preaching at 12 years old, was licensed at 16, and ordained at 19. So pretty cool to know what you want to do in life that young. And a cool song, I think, there. This is Viv Albertine sitting in for Guy Garvey at Six Music. And the next track is in memory of my lovely mum, who passed away 2 weeks ago. Obviously, never, never forget her. Always be with me. Passed away 2 weeks ago, who still had a beautiful face at 90. Can you dig it?
You are guitar.
John Miller says, next time Bob Dylan comes, what will be the chances of Mr. Tambourine Man?
And McConey.
Yeah, hello, Bob Dylan here.
Hello, Bob. I didn't see you come in there. For someone from Hibbing, Minnesota, you offer a bit of deep south these days about your delivery, don't you, Bob?
It's Kasabian, is that it?
Sabian, Bob.
All right.
Together, they're Radcliffe and McConey.
You know you've grown up when you're too big to fit in the swings that have a bar across to hold you in the seat at the park. Gareth, that's when you know you're no longer a toddler.
Yes. The other kids looking at you, they hate you, Gareth, and they think you're weird for doing that.
Right, yeah. So stay off the swings.
Six Music.
This is Six Music.
Catch up now with guests Beth Orton, the Kaiser Chiefs, Catelyn Moran and Ben Watt. And join us weekday afternoons from 1.
Six Music.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours.
King of the Road by Roger Miller. I just love that song. Can't beat a good tune. Apparently he was driving along and he looked out of the window and saw a sign saying trailers for sale or rent. How anyone can possibly say there's nothing left to write songs about, I don't know. Because you can make a song out of anything. now Tune Yards and Cinco, and it's so great to hear a straightforward, unmannered, contemporary girl singing voice. You know, no little twirls and mannerisms, not derivative, just who she is. Again, simplicity and ordinariness, I think, makes the best music.
Peace, peace and love, love is waiting.
For the feeling of discomfort to pass before killing.
Peace, peace and love.
Tune Yards and Cinco. Coming up, we've got music from The Black Crowes, Jess Roden, Electra Lane and Tim Buckley. But right now, Six Music News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. This is Anthony Birchley. The former Conservative Cabinet Minister, Lord Tebbit, says he believes there may well have been a political cover-up of child abuse allegations linked to Westminster in the 1980s in order to protect the establishment. It's been confirmed that more than 100 official files believed to relate to historical child abuse claims have been lost. A dossier of allegations handed to the then Home Secretary Leon Britton in the early 80s has also gone missing. The Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, says he has an open mind about what inquiries should take place.
We should do whatever it takes to uncover the truth and deliver justice. I, like no doubt everybody in the country, find the alleged crimes to be of a particularly revolting and heinous nature. The idea of powerful individuals organising with each other and protecting each other to abuse some of the most vulnerable children in society.
The Israeli authorities have reportedly detained six people in connection with the death of a Palestinian teenager. The burnt body of 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Qader was found in a forest near Jerusalem 4 days ago. His American cousin, 15-year-old Tariq Qader, was detained during the riots that followed. Tariq's mother, Suha Abu Qader, says her son was beaten by Israeli security forces.
We were grieving with his mother. And they came and they started bombing tear gas bombs. These undercover soldiers came out from nowhere and attacked him and beat him.
A team from North Wales Police is flying to Crete to join the search for a missing pensioner from Denby. Arthur Jones, who's 73, hasn't been seen since shortly after arriving on holiday on June the 19th. Huge crowds are lining the streets of Yorkshire again for the second stage of the Tour de France. The 124-mile route takes the riders over nine hills from York to Sheffield. Tennis in the men's singles finals began at Wimbledon between Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer, and the British Grand Prix is underway. Finally at Silverstone, Kimi Raikkonen crashed on the first lap, causing an hour-long delay to the race. That's Six Music News. Your next update is at 3:30.
BBC Radio.
Viv Albertine.
Six Music.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. I don't speak loud in the words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
The Black Crowes, Too Hard to Handle, and the singer there, Chris Robinson, who has a great soul voice. But on our own shores, we have Jess Roden, who I think is one of the best soul singers Britain has ever produced. Or, you know, Britain and America, actually, come to that, white soul boys. It was totally overlooked and underrated, in my opinion. It was on Island Records. His voice can still move me to tears, even now.
You know it's you.
Jess Roden, I mean, to have a voice like that and not overuse it, only let go when you actually have to let go in a song, not flashy, not show it off. He's so understated as well, which I really love. And I urge you to check him out. Also, his band Bronco before he went solo is fantastic. And actually, there's just been a massive compilation of his whole body of work being released. I think there are 6 albums with all his work and unreleased tracks. So check it out. It's really brilliant. Viv Albertine here on 6 Music, and from one island artist to another.
I'm 18 with a bullet. Got my finger on the trigger. Son of a gun. So hold it right there, little girl, little girl. We're gonna have big fun.
Maybe an oldie, but I'm a goodie too. I'll last forever, and I'll be good to you.
Pete Wingfield, 18 with a Bullet. Does that make you laugh? I don't know why it makes me laugh. It's probably quite an innocent song, but it all sounds a bit saucy to me. Anyway, as I said, Viv Albertine here. Feeling a bit militant today, which is why I want to tell you guys out there, you don't own me.
Just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. And please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. You don't own me. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I'd never stay.
The best thing about festivals, I guess, is the fact that for a very small time, a very weird community has popped up out of nowhere. It can be one of the only times in the year where you get lots of people like you all in one place.
This is Tom Ravenscroft.
Wandering around, discovering things, getting lost. I'm a big fan of getting lost. In the hope that I'll come home at the end of it with a list of new things to love and get obsessed with. My Friday show's a bit like a festival in that it's also somewhere where lots of like-minded people can come and discover some new music that you can take away with you, new things that some of your favourite bands have done that perhaps you weren't aware they were doing. Basically a big place where we hang out and share things.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Listen to my latest show right now at the Six Music website.
You just heard Electra Lane, one of my favourite bands of all time. They formed in about 98 in Brighton, all girls. Not often I hear a band and I think, oh, I wish that was me. I wish that was me playing there and still in that band and hanging out with those girls, because they're all interesting musicians in their own right as well. And I just love the sound, love everything about it. So check them out. And also you can check out the individual musicians like Verity Suzman, often plays down Cafe Otto in Stokey, and really rate them. Before that was Leslie Gore. I think she was about 17 years old when she recorded that song, You Don't Own Me. And there's also a great version by Dusty Springfield, who I think I'll play that version next time for you, because it's quite militant as well. And next we have Memphis Soul Stew. You gotta dance to this, Please Get Up by King Curtis.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're going to tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fatback drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. A ball. That's it right there. Now beat well.
See, I said it was dance music. Memphis Soul Stew by King Curtis. Next up is another heavy, heavy dance track by Fela Kuti. It's called Zombie, and I discovered it 1977-78-ish, hanging out with a pop group. They turned me onto a lot of kind of world music, and it influenced my music and the pop group's music. And you wouldn't think so, would you, that we were into that kind of thing, but we were. He's a Nigerian musician, an activist, and the result of this album was that his studio was burned down and his mother was murdered. This is music that changed lives back there.
Thank you. go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, not go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, not go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, not go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, not go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, not go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, not go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, not go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie.
Tell him to go straight, la joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, la joro jara joro. Tell him to go kill, la joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, la joro jara joro. Tell him to go quench, la joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, la joro jara joro. Go and kill,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench,
joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench,
joro jara joro.
Go and kill,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse,
joro jara joro.
Go and die. Joro jara joro, zombie when I want we. Joro jara joro, zombie when I want we. Joro jara joro. Order. Oh, attention,
zombie.
Quick march, slow
zombie.
March, left turn, right
zombie.
Turn, button, double
zombie.
Up, salute, open your hands, stand at ease, fall in,
zombie.
Fall out, fall
zombie.
Down, get ready, attention,
zombie.
Quick march, slow
zombie.
March, left turn, right
zombie.
Turn, button, double
zombie.
Up, salute, open your hands. Order. One more time, everybody. Attention, quick march, slow march, left turn, right turn,
a
button, double up, salute, open your hands, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, fall down, get ready. Attention, quick march, slow march, left turn, right turn,
a
button, double up, salute, open your hands, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, fall down, get ready. Order!
Fela Kuti and Zombie. 12 minutes long, that track. It never got boring. It's just a great humming, buzzing, thundering, militant track. Coming up is Sade, who also has Nigerian heritage. And I think this track, for me, I'm going to dedicate it to all the girls all around the world who are having to suffer or even fight to have an education.
I won't pretend.
Sade, voice like honey. I went to see Sade very early on in her career. It was down in a tiny little student union basement in New Cross, southeast London. And she stood there on stage and she had this sort of long, fat black plait down her back and a very simple white shift dress. and started to sing. It wasn't perfectly polished or anything. She was very natural, and you know, went in and out of tune, whatever. But it was so pared down and so minimal and so clear and clean. And I stood there and looked at her, and it wasn't long after the slits had split up, and I thought, that's it. I'm obsolete. There's something in the air.
Music.
I've always hated the general set of rules. You get thrown out of one place and someone takes a picture, and next thing you know, branded for life.
This is Joshua Homme from Queens of the Stone Age.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I like to hug and hang out.
And that's exactly what we got to do, to talk about the music and moments that have made him one of the coolest guys in rock in his first gig.
It was the first time I remember thinking I should sneak out of the house and run.
His first epiphany.
When I first heard the Stooges records, it literally helped me to want to quit music, because I was like, well, that's what I want to say, and it's said better than I even know how to say it, so I'm gone.
And his first love in music.
It was on the radio, and I just thought it sounded perfect to me.
Matt Everett's The First Time.
With Josh Homme. Next Sunday afternoon from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
long afloat on shipless oceans. I did all my best to smile till your singing eyes and fingers drew. And you sang, sail to me, sail to me, let me enfold you. Here I am, here I am, waiting to hold. Did I dream you dreamed about me? Were you here when I was fighting? But now my foolish boat is leaning, broken love long on your rocks now. Before you sing, touch me not, touch me not, come back tomorrow. Oh my heart, oh my heart, shies from the sorrow. I'm as puzzled as the newborn child. I'm as riddled as the tide. Should I stand amid the breakers? Or should I lie with death my bride? Oh, hear me sing, swim to me. Swim to me, let me enfold you. Here I am, here I am, waiting to hold you.
Two very different male singers there. First, I don't know who the singer was in Thunderclap Newman, but it was something in the air. And I love those thin, strained vocals, all very weedy, you know, not pretending to be anything they're not. As David Byrne says, the better someone sings, the less you believe them. Although I'm not sure, actually, that is true in this case, because then we went on to Tim Buckley, Song to the Siren. Tim Buckley, the father of Jeff Buckley. I mean, what a legacy those two have left. And I heard, and I don't know if it's complete mad rumour or not, that Tim Buckley met his wife, Jeff's mum, when he tried to burgle her apartment. And she saw this sort of hot boy climbing in the window, and then they ended up getting married. I don't know if that's true or not, but I always found that a very, very romantic story.
Yeah. Blue bits, young and handsome, so new to your bedroom.
My Favourite Things by John Coltrane. I'm sure I should have some little anecdote or knowledge about John Coltrane, but I don't. I just know he's great, and I love the way jazz musicians at that time used to take, you know, really familiar, kind of ordinary, almost nursery rhyme songs and turn them into something so beautiful, which validated them, because I grew up without any musical knowledge whatsoever. All I heard was the nursery rhymes and the playground chants. That is my musical history. So I loved it when greats like John Coltrane or Don Cherry did that to music. In the last half hour of the programme, I'm going to play the Sugar Cubes, Pentangle, Jefferson Airplane, all kind of mixed up stuff. But first, we're going to go to Six Music News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3.30. This is Anthony Birchley. Nearly 3,000 people have signed an online petition calling on the government to launch an official inquiry into allegations of child abuse, which may have involved senior Westminster figures in the 1970s and 80s. The Home Office admitted it had lost more than 100 files which might contain relevant information. A senior lawyer is to assess how the claims were handled, but the Shadow Education Secretary Tristram Hunt says the inquiry should be led by a child protection official.
Our fear is whether it's some of the allegations we're seeing this morning or some of the historic allegations, there isn't a cohesive approach to what is a really serious public policy issue.
An Israeli court has ordered that an American cousin of the murdered Palestinian teenager Mohammed Abu Qader be held under house arrest. 15-year-old Tariq Qader says he was beaten by police during riots that followed the killing of his cousin in Jerusalem last week. The police claim he was attacking armed officers. Six people have been detained in connection with Mohammed Qader's murder. The government has ruled out a real-term rise in public sector pay for another 4 years. More than a million workers, including council staff, teachers, firefighters and civil servants could join a strike on Thursday. A man's been arrested on suspicion of murdering a teenage boy. The 17-year-old died during an altercation at a taxi rank in Kingsbridge in Devon. Riders in the Tour de France are tackling a series of hills between York and Sheffield, where the second stage of the race will end later today. The British cyclist Mark Cavendish is not with them. He was forced to withdraw after dislocating his shoulder in a collision with another rider yesterday. Cavendish admitted he was to blame as he was so desperate to win.
To see so many people out supporting it, it was incredible. The noise, it gave me goosebumps. It really motivated me, and that's why, you know, I was really determined I wanted to win yesterday, you know, for all those people. Any other race, I'd have stopped. The stage had been lost, but I wanted that bad, and tried to find a gap, really, that wasn't there.
And Lewis Hamilton's just won the British Grand Prix. BBC News, it's 4.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Oh,
Reverend Al Green, Have You Been Making Out Okay? Very sad little song. I don't know if you could hear that that was straight off vinyl, because that came from my vinyl collection, and there was a little bit of sort of interference and crackling in there, because my vinyl collection got practically ruined in a flood in my house. So that record I dedicate to my builders, Leshek and Fahan. Have you been making out okay, guys? Anyway, onwards and upwards to Take Three Girls, which was a BBC programme way back then when there was nothing on TV. It was the first BBC series to be transmitted in colour. But we were all excited because Pentagle did the soundtrack, which is actually called Light Flight, but we always think of it as Take Three Girls. And Denny Thompson plays stand-up bass on it, and he also played on my album, which I recorded 2 years ago. And it's funny, the minute he started playing, I heard in my head, Take Three Girls. It's amazing how much a bass actually defines the sound of a song.
Let's get away, you say, find a better place.
That's the Sugar Cubes and Birthday, and that, of course, is Bjork, one of her earlier bands and earlier records. Absolutely pulls at my heart, that voice. I don't know what she's saying. I didn't know what she was saying when I first bought the record, but it just hurt me in a really, really good way.
Thank you.
didn't make you choke on your veggie burger. Sorry about that. It was all moseying along, nice and gentle, and then this sort of Hammer Horror screaming came in. That was Pink Floyd and Come In Number 51, Your Time Is Up, which is part of the Zabriskie Point Antonioni film soundtrack. They sure don't make soundtracks like that anymore, do they? It was absolutely amazing. I remember the scene. It's a slow motion explosion and there's all sort of body parts and food from a fridge all exploding in slow motion in the film. I remember saw it back when I was about 15. Couldn't make head or tail of it, but I knew it was cool.
Don't miss a thing this summer with BBC Digital Radio.
Much more from Glastonbury live here on BBC Radio 6 Music. Now let's check out an earlier set
over on Centre Court, where all the action is taking place this afternoon on 5 Live Sports Extra. And let's talk about that controversial lineup
at the BBC Proms this year. Simply wonderful. And you'll hear every prom live on BBC Radio 3.
To find out more, search online for BBC Digital Radio.
Go.
by Radiohead. I announced that after the track because I think often they are sort of judged, whereas they've, to me, transcended their background and become actually just great experimental musicians. And you've got to give credit to any band who keeps doing different stuff and doing it to the absolute best of their abilities, to perfection sometimes. I think that was perfection.
It's not the way you smile that touched my heart.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Whoa. Many, many nights roll by. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true.
She.
Doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true? I don't want nobody, nobody. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. What can I do?
Can't help myself.
'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Don't leave me alone. Come on home.
Close up and personal. That's the Shirelles and Baby, It's You. The first time I ever heard that song was when I walked into a squat in Westbourne Grove and there was this shaggy-haired girl sitting on the floor on an old dirty mattress with an acoustic guitar singing it. And that girl was Chrissy Hynde. And I couldn't believe it. I'd never been in the room. I'd never been so close to somebody who had an amazing voice before. You know, I'd been in the room with people who had terrible voices. But this is the first time I'd been in a room with someone who could really sing. And I've loved that song ever since. And every time I hear it, I hear that moment that I was in that room with Chrissy, hearing her sing it live. Okay, that's the end. I've got to say goodbye. I really, really don't want to go, but I'm going to force my way back soon. And talking of forceful girls and girls with great voices, take it away, Grace.
Chasing rabbits and